Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this 12th day of March 2021 as we head into the weekend. Rook, I know you're off this weekend to go skiing. You picked a great weekend for that. I would suggest you bring water skis too, just in case.
I know, right? That's the thing about spring skiing. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes, you know, for instance, Colorado's getting pounded by snow right now. And the spring skiing, right? And the spring skiing is going to be fantastic out there this week. Here in central Wisconsin, I'll be skiing tomorrow in 50-degree weather. Maybe Mark and Pulaski will get an opportunity to see me in shorts and a T-shirt after all.
I saw a story where they were expecting maybe the biggest snowstorm ever in Colorado this time of year.
Yeah, I think they're talking about Denver. Denver's going to get hit, too. So not uncommon for the mountains to get walloped in March, but it's somewhat uncommon for the city of Denver to get walloped. And I just hope it hangs around for a couple of more weeks when I'm out there skiing over spring break with the kids.
Well, I hope you're right. And I hope everything goes well this weekend and everything is safe. But that's not what I wanted to talk about today. Not what I want to talk about, your skiing.
What's on your mind today?
I was watching some court TV for a little bit.
Okay.
I love like court shows. I like court movies about, you know, like those court scenes and some of the movies. Like the other night, A Few Good Men was on, and some of those court scenes are great. And I was wondering if you have ever testified in the court of law. Have you ever testified in a court case? Have you ever been called to the witness stand?
No, as a witness, no, I have never been.
Had to raise your hand and promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I fought a traffic ticket out in Wyoming way back in the day because I thought I got hosed on it. So, I mean, that's the only thing I went to court for. But, I mean, if you're talking about anything of substance, the answer would be no. Have you?
I have.
For what?
I testified in a pretty big case, actually.
Really?
I was involved in an armed robbery.
Were you the suspect?
No, I was the witness. In fact, I was robbed at gunpoint.
I've heard this story before. I would mess my pants, man.
Yeah, and as it turns out, unbeknownst to us, there were four other guys with me at the time, or five guys. I think there's six of us all together. The guy that held us up killed somebody.
What?
Like several hours before he held us up.
Whoa.
So they caught him right after they held us up, and he was charged in the other guy's murder. And we were part of the case because he was, we were involved in an armed robbery. Now, as it turns out, I think they dropped the armed robbery charge against him because they had him on the murder.
Mm-hmm.
But we testified in the sentencing hearing for him. He was found guilty of the murder, and the state's attorney was going for the death penalty against him. And so the jury had to decide whether or not to give him the death penalty. And I and the other guys involved in this deal, we all testified in that phase of the trial.
Whoa.
But it was weird because we had gone to and met with the state's attorneys on several different occasions. You know, we knew we were going to have to testify, but we didn't know exactly when. They were continuing to build the case and everything else. And so we didn't really know. The day I ended up testifying, I had no idea I was going in that day to testify. I thought I was just going to meet with them again because we'd done it several times. So, and it was in the summertime. I was probably 22 years old, I think, 22 or 20. Yeah, I wasn't quite 23 yet, I don't think. And I was not, I felt bad because the day I ended up testifying, I went up to the courthouse, I met with the state's attorney, and he's like, yep, today's the day. I'm like, what? Today's the day? So I'm not dressed for court. You know what I mean? I felt terrible that I wasn't, dressed properly. But anyway, yeah, so I get on the stand and get sworn in and everything, and sitting across is the guy at the defense table, the guy who held us up.
Was he glaring at you? Was he giving you the stare like you're like, oh my goodness, he's going to get me from jail?
No, not even worried about that. In typical fashion, you know, he found God while he's in jail, and all of a sudden now he's born again and all this stuff, and he looked clean and fresh, had a haircut.
Sure. He was better dressed than you were.
He was better dressed than I was, for sure. But it was a little unnerving, I gotta be honest, being on the stand and being cross-examined. When my guy was talking to me, it was fine. But when I get cross-examined, they're starting to question some of the things I said, you know, because they brought out the, we had to fill out a, you know, write out a statement that night, the night of the incident. And then they bring that back at you and go, did you say, you said here in the statement that this, that, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, but, because I'd written in my statement that the guy apologized to us, because, I mean, he kind of did. He's like, well, I'm sorry I had to do this, but it wasn't like an I'm really sorry kind of thing.
Right.
You know, the guy was whacked out. So, isn't it true? He apologized for us? I'm like, well, yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't really an apology, that kind of thing. And then they showed me, like, my wallet, the things, everything that he stole from me, they had in court. I'm like, yeah, that's my wallet, that's my checkbook. The guy went into my car and took everything out of there, so it was pretty weird. Then I never got any of that stuff back. None of the cash they took from me, my wallet.
How can you not get your cash back?
I never got it back. They said we have to hold it in case of an appeal. That was what the thing that they told
me. Sounds like a scam by some shady Chicago cops.
It wasn't in the city. It was in the suburbs. But anyway, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool though. But it was a little bit nerve wracking.
I would think so.
But the end of the story, dude gets. They voted. I think it was 10-2 for the death penalty. It had to be unanimous, so he didn't get the death penalty, but he did get life plus 60.
Oh.
Life in prison plus 60
so
years.
So he can't get out. Just think if he got out, and then he'd be coming for you.
Yeah, right. Now, the guy that he was with, there was two of them, two assailants. The other guy sang like a canary, and he got like 30 years.
Sure.
Or 60 years. Maybe it was 60.
If we ever get busted by the cops for doing anything bad like that, I'm turning on you in a hurry, just so you know.
Well, I figured as much. I'm no fool. I know. But, yeah. So, anyway, that's why I love court scenes so much. But it's different being in one. All right. Well, I just wanted to pass on that story.
You lead an exciting life. I don't.
Yeah, right. Exciting, indeed. Have a great weekend. Have fun skiing. Stay safe. Don't get hurt. And I'll see you on Monday. And I hope to see you on Monday as well, Fan Nation. Join us each and every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.